We're here in the Coney DBX Experience Center, and look who I ran across, Mr. Todd Linden from PaySafe. How are you, Todd?
I'm doing well.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Kind of a first interview of the day. Good way to kick it off.
It is. It's breakfast with words here. I love it.
I like breakfast with words. Hey, before we get into your topic at hand, how's the conference going for you? I mean, it's hectic. There's like thousands of people, and you're going to be presenting as well. So.
Yeah, this show has evolved, and I think the I've been attending since the beginning, but I think what's really interesting about it for us is the fact that this is a place to discover the future from a payment technology perspective. I find it really interesting. I find that there's a lot of always newcomers, and not everything is sustainable in returns, but I think this is an idea hub and a lot of really cool financial technology manifests from this forum.
Mm-hmm. And you say you've been coming here since it started?
Since it started, yes.
How has it evolved, other than the population, how has it evolved as far as content?
I think it's become more sophisticated from a content perspective, certainly. I think that the financial technology community, both from an investment and technology perspective, I think that's evolved. I think the attendee, the attendance and the level of people that do attend, I think that's grown since the beginning. So yeah. I think there's, I think that's a big part of it.
Very cool. And again, I echo your sentiment. This is the place where the future is right now. So it's a great place to capture that. Let's talk about your topic at hand. You guys did some research recently called Lost in Transaction, kind of the future of payments. Can you give us a quick overview on what this research discovered?
I'd love to. It's the fourth installment this year in 2018, and this particular report deals with the aspirations and the holes of the SMB community as it pertains to point of sale. And the study shows it's 900 merchants, 300 of which are card present, 600 of which are card not present.
Oh.
And it really does give a state of the union for where they are today, where they aspire to be. In some cases, an unreachable, perhaps, for the SMB community to get to where they really want to go. Yeah. But we really study how fragmented it is and how it'll evolve and where it'll be by our research, where it'll be in the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us a couple of nuggets, a couple of findings?
I will. For card not present, online cash seems to be a gigantic hole. And that's partly due to the large population of unbankables, and it's partly due to the fact that people want a more autonomous transaction at the point of sale. They don't want to be, they don't want the data and the information around. So that's one. And then I think on the card present side, the contactless aspirations are growing
big time. Yeah,
wallet is growing, and I think the whole push payment, the same day settlement, the merchants want their money faster. They're willing to put together a very convenient point of sale experience for the consumer, but they want a very convenient access to their funds as well.
So
those are two big ones.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
So. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Were there any surprises? Did anything kind of raise your eyebrows? Go, oh, wow, didn't see that one.
Well, for me, it wasn't a surprise, but I think for a lot of people, it'll be a surprise because in the overarching story here is that security is number one, especially in card not present.
Yeah.
So while we all, and a lot of things that we're looking at here at Money 2020 are all about that frictionless, invisible payment kind of world that we're evolving to, but at the end of the day, as much as that's I think the major, aspiration of SMB community, security wins out.
Yeah.
They're still very, conscious of what that all means and how that can really hurt them.
Yeah, I think security is obviously a top topic for consumer.
It is.
For financial institution and retailer, small business as well. So I think everybody's
in that boat. Looking at it. Yep.
Anything. Very cool. So what do these findings tell you of what trends are happening right now or what's going on right now?
I think that overall there's going to be more at the point of sale, and including cryptocurrency to some extent or another. I think that the SMB community is now very conscious of the Amazon Go and the power of the big box and how they want to evolve their own experience to something similar. And then I think that they are all kind of scratching their heads over how do we balance security with these, you know, with this goal of providing this very consumer-friendly, frictionless point-of-sale mm-hmm. experience.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so that is, you know, in and of itself, the you know, kind of the conclusion. They're mm-hmm. really trying to balance security yeah. and convenience.
That is definitely the tightrope today, for sure. Last question for you. Where can folks find this study? Where can we find these?
On our website, paysafe.com /lost-in-transaction-2018. You can also visit our booth, you know, and grab a digital copy. But, yeah,
right on.
It's very cool.
All right, Todd, thank you so much.
I appreciate your time.